I trust that you're all well and that you're taking care of yourselves, employing wisdom and spending time with your family. This is a good time to call your family. If you haven't had a close relationship with your family of late, now would be a good time to text them, send them an email, give them a call, make sure that they're okay. These are very strange times, and a year or so ago I went through a difficult time, and as a church family you were enormously kind to me, and during that time certain passages of scripture just became very dear to me, and one of them was Psalm 61, and it's one of David's psalms, and there isn't an aspect of life, there isn't a circumstance of life that David didn't experience at some point or another. And whenever he went through these experiences, he wrote a song, and he wanted us to sing these songs. And Psalm 61 begins, "Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you, when my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy." Now, I suspect that some of you know exactly what David means when he says that his heart is faint. We look to the world, we listen to the news, we listen to too much of the news, is what I suspect, and our heart grows faint. We look to man, and our heart grows faint. We look to ourselves and our own resources, and our hearts begin to grow faint. And we need to look up. We need to look to God. And here in this particular psalm, he refers to God using the metaphor of a strong tower. There are some of you who can think of Lord of the Rings and the Twin Towers and just how strong those edifices were. They were towers to give you vision all the way to the horizon and beyond, but there were also towers to keep out the enemy and to protect you. And looking to God, praying to him, leaning upon him, singing his praises, hiding his promises within our hearts, keeps the enemy at bay. Satan is like a prowling lion seeking whom he may devour. And the apostle Peter, who knew a thing or two about Satan, said, "Resist him, steadfast in the faith." So today, if your heart is faint, you're weary, you can't see the end of all of this, you don't know where this is going, look to him. Run into this tower and bolt the door behind you and go all the way to the top of the tower and look out and see him in all of his splendor and glory and majesty and strength and power. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And again, if you have any needs, whatever they might be, please get in touch with us. Call us, email us, text us, whatever you can do, and we'll do everything within our power to help you. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, and you want to make sure you get all of our content, not just videos, but podcasts and ministry updates, make sure you download our app. If you think you might have missed a video, click on our YouTube channel. A link should be down below, There you can see all of our videos, and if you want to make sure you don't miss anything in the future, hit subscribe. If you want to be one of the first ones to know when we release a video, hit that little bell icon. And if this video has blessed you, and you can think of someone else that it might help, use that share icon and send it to them. All, of course, for the edification of God's people and the glory of His name. Until next time, God bless.